12. And now we come to our feature article. And this is taken from a back edition of the Mid-Devon Advertiser and is about the 40th anniversary of Sheldon Zoo. And it will be read by Beryl and Denise.
An internationally recognised Teignbridge Zoo is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Sheldon Wildlife Trust, which has more than 25,000 visitors a year, has a number of events lined up to mark the occasion. Set in an acre of woodland in the village, the zoo is renowned for its work with conservation programmes, as it looks after some of the rarest animals in the world. Focusing on small primates, the Trust has built a reputation for its work with endangered species and is now a leading zoo in the UK for primate conservation. The zoo began life in 1964, originally named Teignmouth Children's Zoo, and was operated by Ken and Trudy Smith, who also ran Exmouth Zoo. Initially focused on children's animals, including a truculent billy goat, which featured in the original advert, the zoo has since shifted to caring for rare and endangered species. Today, it is renowned for its participation in international breeding programs and its commitment to conservation. It was in 1979 that a young zookeeper at London Zoo, Stuart Muir, dreamed of owning his own zoo. Stuart would buy classified magazines, scouring the pages to see what was for sale, and one day he noticed a tiny advert for a zoo for sale. By the end of the year, he had taken ownership, and within 6 years, Sheldon Wildlife Trust was born as a charity. A major milestone came in 2009 when the zoo expanded, doubling its size and creating a new habitat.
This development incorporated natural woodland, providing the tranquil woodland walk experience for which the zoo is now famous. Over the years, the Trust has cared for a diverse array of species, from tropical birds and reptiles to small monkeys and even pumas. Currently, it focuses on rare and endangered species, such as the pygmy snow loris, Austen civet, pied tamarins and lemur leaf frogs, as well as coordinating three international breeding programmes. In 2017, the zoo successfully bred critically endangered lemur leaf frogs, usually native to South America, and later that year, the zoo was the first in the world to keep three breeding pairs of the endangered pygmy snow loris. Over its 40-year history, the zoo has celebrated the births of more than 800 animals, many of them endangered, and formed lasting partnerships, such as its 20-year collaboration with Save Vietnam's Wildlife. This Vietnamese organisation is a leader in pangolin and Austen civet conservation, and Stuart serves on its board of advisors, highlighting his global impact on wildlife preservation. Last year, Stuart received a Lifetime Achievement Award from EAZA, which stands for the European Association of Zoos and Aquaria, in honour of his work.